Last month, Tutsi rebels in Zaire forced hundreds of thousands of Hutu refugees to go home to Rwanda. Now the rebels are turning their attention to ousting the government of President Mobutu Sese Seko. The rebels control a large strip of territory along Zaire's eastern border and are pushing to the west. They're still about 1,000 miles from the capital, Kinshasa, but Zaire's poorly paid and undisciplined army is offering almost no resistance. The rebellion threatens to break up one of Africa's largest countries. While Zaire's government struggles to deal with the crisis, President Mobutu is on the French Riviera recovering from cancer surgery, and he's given no word on when he'll come back. From Kinshasa, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Last month, thousands of students took to the streets of Kinshasa for several days to protest the government's failure to stop the rebellion. Today, the marches have stopped. Instead, several hundred students have spent the past 3 weeks sleeping at this church after the government shut down their universities and kicked them out of their dorms. Some have now turned to studying for final exams. Dominic Chiyembe insists the marches staged by he and his classmates did achieve a significant goal. We succeeded, Chiyembe says, because we showed the world that the government here is incompetent and must be replaced. In fact, since the student demonstration stopped, diplomats, newspaper editors, and opposition party members have continued to express concern bordering on shock at the utter lack of response to the thriving rebellion. Most blame disorganization and corruption in the army. Others criticize Prime Minister Kengo Wadondo for failing to rally the forces, and the attacks have turned personal. Some accuse Kengo of being soft on the ethnic Tutsi-led rebellion because they believe his mother is a Tutsi. Parliament member Christopher Benya says there's talk of holding a vote of no confidence against the Prime Minister. How can you fight a war with a Tutsi making decisions, Benya says? It's nonsense. He must go. Opposition parties, though, are a minority in the National Assembly, so any vote to oust Kengo isn't likely to carry. Still, Zaire's government is considered very weak. For the past 6 years, President Mobutu has undermined efforts to organize democratic elections. He's left the government with little power as he skillfully played competing politicians against each other. Last week, Mobutu unexpectedly agreed to meet with the country's most popular opposition leader. After secret talks, the two longtime political enemies shook hands, and Etienne Tshisekedi declared a reconciliation that would save the nation. As Tshisekedi stepped out of the plane and his return to Kinshasa last week, a crowd of tens of thousands roared approval. They had turned out to line the length of the road from the airport to Tshisekedi's home. Now Tshisekedi and his aides claim they have popular support for a political solution to the crisis in the east.
Nous pensons quant à nous que dans le cadre de la grande réconciliation nationale,
we think it's good for the nation to negotiate with the rebels, says Mukendi Wamalumba, an advisor to Tshisekedi. Mukendi speculates that rebel leaders could be included in a new government of national unity, which he hopes will be formed when President Mobutu returns. Most analysts agree that a negotiated deal is the best current hope for resolving the rebellion. Yet opposition journalist Mike Katambwa finds it hard to believe that Mobutu would consent to such a plan because he might be forced to give up some of his power.
But if Mobutu wants to persist to maintain his government now in power, the only solution, and I think that's what they are planning now, is to call forces from outside.
In the past, both France and the United States have sent troops to Zaire to quash similar rebellions, but that was when President Mobutu was a key Western ally in the Cold War. With the Cold War over, outside intervention seems unlikely, and without that, it's unclear that Mobutu's presence in Zaire would make any difference at all in his government's ability to check the spreading war. Already, even the local press is beginning to talk about a post-Mobutu era. One recent headline asked, "What if Mobutu doesn't come back?" It's a possibility no one is ruling out. I'm Jennifer Ludden in Kinshasa.